Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. I have Pastor Che on from H Rock Church in Pasadena, California, and he's also the apostolic founder and leader of HIM, Harvest International Ministries. And that's all about him, isn't
it? It's all about him. It's all about Jesus,
That's
yes.
Awesome. Well, Che, today we want to talk about the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, we just love him, of course, because he's God's gift to us. And we know that you've had mighty encounters with Holy Spirit. In fact, your whole life was transformed when God visited you by his Spirit. So,
well, I encountered him, obviously, in my conversion. I had such a revelation of God's love through the power of the Holy Spirit. And of course, at that time, I didn't know what was happening. But now, of course, looking back, I knew the Holy Spirit had come into that room, invaded that room, and revealed Jesus to me. But I immediately got involved with the Presbyterian Church. I knew that my dad's church was liberal, and plus they were speaking in Korean. I quickly had forgotten the Korean language, so I was looking for a church that preached the Bible. No one was there to tell me about the baptism of the Spirit. And so I got involved with a church where the pastor was a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary. And so he was preaching the Word. He was preaching the gospel. Great Bible teacher right there in Silver Spring, Maryland. But he was anti-charismatic. So ironically, I walked into an American church that was anti-charismatic or against the gifts of the Spirit, did not believe that healing was for today. And so what happened was is that I started to buy into that. And ironically, I went on a youth retreat with that youth group over the spring break in 1974. And we were doing some outreaches, so they recruited all the young people to be part of the choir. Even if you could not sing, you had to be in the choir just to be up there, you know. And I was standing in the back. And back in those days, we would sing songs like Pass It On and Day by Day from God's Spell, which later on became more popular again. But the words are really powerful, Day by Day, to see thee more clearly. Mm-hmm. To love thee more dearly, to follow you more nearly day by day. I'm in the back singing this at another Presbyterian church because we did outreach to other Presbyterians. And we're in Buffalo, New York at this retreat center near Niagara Falls, see Niagara Falls and all that. But as I'm singing this, I'm really worshiping. I didn't even understand worship, but I prayed that prayer. I said, Lord, I'm not just singing this song. I want to see you more clearly. I want to love you more dearly. I want to follow you more nearly day by day. And as I'm singing this song, all of a sudden, this electricity comes up my feet, up through my legs. I thought my legs had fallen asleep. I don't know what was going on.
Wow.
And I'm stomping on my leg, and the more I tried to shut it down, it went up through my head, down through my arms. The intensity of the electricity was so numbing, I could not even close my hand to make a fist. I could not close my hands. It was just like this. And I was at the same time experiencing his love. So I'm weeping while I'm singing. I'm making such a scene that the choir director, youth choir director, interrupted and stopped and came up to me and said, whatever has happened to you, you need to take to the restroom. And so he excused me from the outreach. And I went to the men's room.
Goodness.
And I could not close. I was experimenting. And I was trying to close my hands. And I couldn't. I said, what is going on here? And I just knew he was touching me and he was empowering me. Now, up to that time, I had not led one of my friends to the Lord. I tried, you know, and I had the four spiritual laws memorized.
Right.
And I love the four spiritual laws and I still use it. But nothing was happening. But after that, wherever I went, people started to get saved. The power. See, Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, in Acts 1:8. And so what happened was that one of my friends that I had sold drugs to, who also had given his life to the Lord, told me, you received the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said, have you spoken in tongues? I said, no, I don't think you're supposed to, you know, that's not for tongues. He said, no, just open your mouth and just begin to praise him. And it just came out.
Wow.
And so I had received such an empowerment. And I, again, I didn't know that you could not, that this was really stunning to me, because all of a sudden I would just start praying for, I was an usher of a Bible study. I wasn't a leader or anything like that. I was just an usher. I greeted people at the door. But I would say, how are you doing? And they would say, well, I have a headache, or my back hurts, or I sprained my ankle over the weekend. I would just say, let's just pray right now. And they start to get healed.
And so you just didn't have anyone teaching you to do
it was back in the time.
You know what I find so interesting with you, Che, is that because in a previous show, we had you share your testimony.
Yeah.
And of course, you had no one preaching the gospel to you, Jesus came by his spirit supernaturally,
right.
And you encountered him, and that's how you came to the Lord. Now you receive the power of the Holy Spirit again with
no one teaching
you. And now you enter into healing ministry with no one teaching you. You're just like a man who's visited by the sovereignty of God.
Well, yeah, I believe in the sovereignty of God.
It is.
But what I should preface everything, no question about it, my grandparents were very godly, mm-hmm. evangelical, Bible-believing. In fact, when Billy Graham went to Korea right after the Korean War and mm-hmm. he did his crusade, he also spoke at the largest Korean church at that time, which was my grandparents' church,
right.
Yongnam Presbyterian. So they had a renowned reputation as being Bible-believing, evangelical,
right.
gospel-preaching church. And so that's my roots with my
right.
grandparents on my mom's side.
Right.
On my dad's side was liberal, social gospel theology, mm-hmm. but at least evangelical on my mom's side. And now, of course, my dad's totally, fully full of the Holy
right.
Spirit. He's still alive, 87, and he moves in signs and wonders. And because I had the privilege of influencing him
That's
by taking
awesome.
Him to a full gospel
That's
businessman
so awesome.
Convention under Jimmy Buckingham before he passed away. And he prayed for my dad to receive the Holy Spirit, and so completely changed his
you
life.
You know, Che, I just want to share this because it just came to my mind, is that you'd said that you'd been using the Four Spiritual Laws, which is a great little track.
Wonderful. And millions have been saved through that.
Exactly. But that in your experience, you hadn't led anyone to the Lord through them yet, but it's lots of good seed that was planted anyways.
Right.
But when I got saved, the Four Spiritual Laws were being used at that time as a new believer. And I got filled with the Holy Spirit 3 days after I became a Christian. Then I took the course for the Four Spiritual Laws and went out and started sharing that. And I was winning people to the Lord right, left, and center. But I think it's interesting that I had the Holy Spirit's empowerment first, then used it.
Right.
Whereas you were using the track without the Holy Spirit empowerment.
Right.
And look at the difference in the
and
effect.
And I think that's what's happened, is that we've sent out so many missionaries, and they go to these unreached people groups, and they go, and I was talking to Roland Baker about this recently, the missionary apostle in Mozambique, and he says, you know, they told me you cannot go to this particular people group, they're the most difficult. Go to the city where people are more open, and win those that have already had some kind of Christian background. But they were trying to do it without the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says, we go into the unreached people group that we are reaching mm-hmm. out in Mozambique, and we planted 10,000 churches because yeah. of the power of the Holy Spirit. What a difference.
Holy Ghost.
Exactly.
Oh, we need more Holy Ghost. We really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So God never intended for us to go out without
right.
receiving the power. That's why he said, wait in Jerusalem.
Right.
Here's the resurrected Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They see him, and the,
right.
they touch his body. They touch this scar in his hand. And he says, I want you to wait until you're endued with power
right.
from on high. And even before his death and resurrection, he says, it will be to your advantage if I go away. In John 16, verse 7.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how the disciples were freaked out?
They
say,
sure
here
they
we've been praying
that.
For hundreds of years for the Messiah to come. You're finally here, and you're telling us it's to our mm-hmm. benefit and advantage that you go away.
Right.
And the context of that is, but if I go, I'll send
Holy
the, help,
Spirit,
the
yeah.
Helper, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness,
right.
and judgment. And so it's truly Zechariah 4:6, it's not by might, it's not by our power,
You're
but
right.
by
it's
my
by
Spirit,
the Spirit,
says the Lord.
So awesome. You can't even read the scripture without the Holy Spirit because, you know, before I got saved, I tried every New Year's for years. I made a resolution that I was going to read through the Bible. I thought it would be a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get very far. I just didn't get it. I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But after I got saved, oh my gosh. Like, I accepted the Holy Spirit. I started reading the Bible. And it was like the words were jumping off the page. It was like this book was written just for me, even. But what made the difference was instead of reading it academically
right.
with a human mind, I now had the Holy Spirit, who is our mentor, our teacher, our instructor. He'll lead and guide us into all truth, and
right.
he's the revealer
exactly.
of truth.
And that's why Paul prays for us to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And so that's what we have received. And we would encourage, if you have not received the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit. He'll come in and give you the revelation and the power
Amen.
To reach the lost.
Amen. I know that there's some watching right now. You are so hungry for Holy Spirit. You're thinking, that's what I'm missing. that's exactly what I'm missing. I'm missing Holy Spirit. And, you know, and even if you already have Holy Spirit, you can ask for Him to manifest more of Himself to you and to fill you more and more. In fact, maybe in the second half of the program, we'll talk about the continual filling of the Holy Spirit. You can get a fill up whenever you want it because we have access to the fullness of who God is. And so we'll be right back and we're going to pray for you in the second half of the program to get empowered afresh, to get filled afresh, to get fully released in Holy Spirit. We'll be right back.
Order Cheyenne's new book, Spirit-Led Evangelism, Reaching the Lost Through Power and Love, full of insights and testimonies that equip you to walk in power evangelism. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer 119 or go online at xpmedia.com and purchase this evangelism tool for just $13. Spirit-Led Evangelism, Reaching the Lost Through Power and Love. Order today.
And so, Lord, I release your glory on my new friend.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about the person of the Holy Spirit, and we love Him so much. And Che, it's so exciting. I love talking about Him. He's amazing. But, you know, earlier you were telling us your testimony about how the electricity went up your legs and everything. And it's like, you know, we might have viewers thinking, well, I never had anything like that. Does that mean I have them or not have them? And for me, I had a very dramatic salvation experience. But when I invited Holy Spirit to come and fill me to overflowing and that, I didn't have any feelings whatsoever, but I just believed.
Yes.
And then I saw the evidence, the fruit of it after.
Right. Well, I think it's interesting how the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples with a mighty rushing wind, tongues of fire. They acted drunk because Peter said, these men are not drunk as you think, because it's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So there was a lot of manifestation, violent shaking of the building even that they were in.
Right.
But when the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, the heavens were open, and the Holy Spirit came like a dove.
Oh, that's such a good example.
And such a big contrast. And so don't compare your experience with someone else. You have to just receive it by faith.
That is so good.
Because God may want to just touch you in a very gentle. Some of the most powerful people I know that you and I both know hardly ever manifest. They don't feel anything, but they move in signs and wonders. So what I look for is fruit.
Right.
I look for fruit. Are they moving in power evangelism? Mm-hmm. Are they hearing the voice of God? Are they demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, etc.? And so that's what I look for. So for those who are hungry for the Holy Spirit, you just receive it by faith, whether you have a manifestation or not. It's something that you're to receive and to continually receive. And of course, when you accept Jesus, you have the Spirit of Christ. But there's a power dimension that I believe happens. It can happen at conversion. We see that with the house of Cornelius. Right. The Holy Spirit fell in Acts 10. But normally we see it with the disciples after their commitment to Jesus. We see it in Acts chapter 8 with the church in Samaria. Mm-hmm. They received after Peter and John came. And even in Acts 19 when Paul is preaching to the church in Ephesus, later on he laid hands and they received the baptism. So it could happen at a time of conversion, or the empowerment can happen after your commitment to Jesus Christ.
Right. That's so good. And of course, we know without the Holy Spirit, we couldn't be born again, because Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So if you're you know, wondering about that. If you've accepted Jesus Christ and said, Jesus, come into my heart, it's the Spirit of Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes into your spirit and you become a brand new creation. But this is an empowerment. And it says in Acts 1:8, it says, but you will receive power, that's miracle working power, right?
Dunamis. Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. So the power of the Holy Spirit, when He comes upon us, then we're empowered to be witnesses, which is Spirit-led, Spirit-empowered evangelism, right?
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I shared, I had not led one of my friends to the Lord, but afterwards, my friends started to come in. We saw see an incredible harvest. I was part of a Bible study in the Washington, D.C. area that just started out with a handful of teenagers and grew to over 2,000, Patricia. We saw hundreds of young people give their hearts to the Lord every week.
That's amazing.
And it was through signs and wonders. We had a healing room. And so we prayed for the sick, and we saw deaf people get healed, people getting out of a wheelchair. In fact, one story, my dad had a church member. He was a medical doctor, one of the wealthiest guys in all of Washington, D.C., because he used his money to invest in real estate property in Washington, D.C. I'm talking about downtown real estate,
right?
Office buildings. So he was a multi-millionaire. And he had a home in Potomac, Maryland, which is the most exclusive part in Maryland. He had a ranch there. It wasn't just a house. Mm-hmm. It was a horse ranch with a tennis court, swimming pool. And so now, even though he was a member of the church, he never came. He would just come once, like Christmas or Easter.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad knew him. And his daughter was celebrating her 18th birthday. And I was a University of Maryland student. I was maybe a few years older than her.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know their family because I, you know, didn't grow up hanging out with that church because I was not involved in the Korean church thing. But she was having a birthday party, and she was having this incredible, huge party with around 50 kids coming over. The food was catered. Everything was first class. Multi-millionaire. So my dad said, hey, you want to go to this millionaire's daughter's birthday party? I could get you in. I said, you know, a college student, free food.
Sure.
You just go there, you know, wherever you go. So I went to this party, and I didn't know anyone there. They're all her friends and different group of people. And I found out most of them didn't know Jesus Christ. And so I'm playing tennis on the tennis court because I play tennis, and that was my favorite sport at that time, with some guy from out of town. Never met him before. And as I'm playing, I come under conviction, and the Lord spoke to me and said, you've been at this party for over an hour, eating the food, having a fun time, but you have not shared once.
Mm.
And I brought you to this party for you to share. I stopped playing. I went up to the middle of the net, and I called the guy over, and I said, this may sound crazy to you, but a number of years ago, I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and as I was playing right now, God wanted me to stop and let you know how much He loves you. The Spirit of God fell upon him.
Wow.
He gave his heart to the Lord right there in the middle of the tennis court
awesome.
By the net. And I got so excited because that's what happens when you start seeing people get saved. You get more enthusiastic.
I like the way that you obeyed him immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like you heard and then you obeyed immediately.
Well, that's one thing. My wife says you have a lot of faults, but one thing you do is you obey the Holy Spirit. And so anyway, I said, oh, now I know my divine assignment. I have to just preach. And so I made this commitment. I'm going to share the gospel until they ask me to leave. You know, and that may sound terrible, but I was also used to being persecuted.
I think persecuted. It
sounds fantastic. Yeah, so, you know, well, you get persecuted for sharing your faith. So I said, I'll do it until they persecute me. If they ask me to stop, I'll just leave. But so I was sharing, and didn't really lead anyone else to the Lord, but I was sharing with people. And the word got to the girl that was throwing the birthday party, and she confronted me. And I said, oh, here it comes. She's going to ask me to shut up or leave. But this is what she said. She said, I've been hearing that you've been preaching at my party. That's the way she opened up.
Right.
And she said this, why don't I call everyone into the rec room and you can share with all of us what's
That's
happening.
That's awesome.
I said, are you kidding me? No. And so as a host, she called everyone. People were getting off the horses on the horse ranch, out of the pool, in the swimming pool. It was the summertime. And they're coming into the rec room, around 50 kids my age, but her age, and mostly college students. And she introduced me like a speaker. She said, Che had a religious experience, and I thought it would be good if he shared with all of us what happened. And here's what happened. This is honest truth. I shared, but I got interrupted because I shared how God healed me of allergies when I received the Holy Spirit. I also had hay fever and allergies, and God supernaturally healed me of that. And I don't know why I shared that in my testimony. I was just wanted to share my testimony, and that was it. And a guy sitting in front of me on the couch, I mean, they're around 50, but they're in this huge mansion and this rec room. And he said, he raised his hand and interrupted me, and I said, yes? He said, I was a fullback for Laurel High School my senior year. I got blindsided. I've had 3 knee surgeries. This is before arthroscopic surgery. I've had 3 knee surgeries. I'm in excruciating pain. I can't walk right. Can God heal me on this? And I knew this was a divine appointment. And I said, well, you know what? I'm not the healer, but God is. Let's pray. So I prayed for him, and I had so much faith because I just knew it was a setup. It was almost like an out-of-body experience, and God instantly healed him. He had this look, the first thing out of his mouth was, it's gone. The pain is gone. His best friend was sitting behind him, knew his football history, and he said, I don't believe it. And he says, no, really, the pain just left me. I said, well, why don't you do something you couldn't do before? So he got up, said, I definitely could not do deep knee bends. So he got up and started to do deep knee bends. The whole place, the Spirit of God fell. And you know what? I gave an altar call. I said, you just saw the power of God. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to get down on your knees in the rec room, because some were standing, and I didn't want to raise their hands or anything. And 3/4 of the kids got down on their knees. They prayed with me, and the Holy Spirit fell on them sovereignly. They started to speak in tongues.
Wow.
I didn't teach on speaking in tongues. I didn't talk about the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
That's amazing.
It was a visitation, but it was during the Jesus People movement where we saw things like that. But just out of that obedience, the healing, and then the Holy Spirit visitation after they gave their hearts to the Lord. And it's in my book, Spirit-Led Evangelism. I'll share that story in detail.
You know, that tangible presence and power of the Holy Spirit is the greatest way to lead people to Jesus. I know that our teams go out on the streets locally here a lot. And it's like when you're out there, you realize like you can preach at someone and get nowhere.
Right.
But if you can just, follow the Holy Spirit and let him show you how to release his presence,
right,
his tangible presence, then it's like that.
Absolutely.
You know, people will say, whoa, what is that? And you'll say, that's God, And they say, it is? And it's like, it starts everything. And it's just by him. It's just by Holy Spirit being there, manifesting himself. And sometimes I think, Trey, he's just waiting for us to,
right,
to just make a way for him so he can show up.
Absolutely. I think we need to move forward because it says, as you're going. It doesn't say go and make disciples. It's a Greek participle. As you're going, make disciples. And so as we're going, he can lead us. It's like as Jesus was going, it says in John 4, he had to go through Samaria. Interesting, because Jewish people did not go through Samaria, because he knew that the Holy Spirit had a divine encounter with the woman at the well. And so we see Jesus doing only what he sees the Father do, John 5:19, being led by the Spirit, and he has this incredible encounter with the woman at the well.
Wow.
So God wants to speak. We just have to be listening and obedient when he does speak.
And in Romans, it says that those that are led by the Spirit, they are the mature sons of God.
That's right.
And so that's what he's inviting us to, that mature walk. You know, we said earlier in the program that we wanted to pray for you. We want to pray for you to receive a fuller measure of the manifestation of Holy Spirit. And you know, anything in the kingdom, if you see it, you can have it. It says in Deuteronomy 29:29 that the secret things belong to God, but the things he reveals, they belong to us and to our children forever. And so today, as we pray for you and you receive greater measure of Holy Spirit because it's been revealed to you, it's not just for you. It's going to influence your generation line, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, because God is a God of the generations. And so as we pray, I want you to posture yourself in a position where you're ready to receive from God. It's not just, oh, I hope he touches me. Oh, I hope something happens. It's like, no, put yourself in a receiving mode and just get ready to receive. And I realize that, because we're on, in front of a camera right now, I can't see you and get my hands right on you or anything like that. But Holy Spirit is with you. And if you want more teaching, you can go online and get more teaching on Holy Spirit. And we've got a CD called Tongues. If you want to get released in the gift of tongues, we've got teaching on the prophetic and all that kind of thing. That's all part of the Holy Spirit's gifts And of course, you want to grow in his fruit in that too. But there's so much more for you to encounter Holy Spirit. But let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you would fill my friends. I ask that you would fill them with a fresh empowerment. Holy Spirit, come, fill them now. Let your presence be made manifest. Let your power flow through them. Let the overflow come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And amen. That's great.
Order Cheyenne's new book, Spirit-Led Evangelism, Reaching the Lost Through Power and Love, full of insights and testimonies that equip you to walk in power evangelism. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer 119 or go online at xpmedia.com and purchase this evangelism tool for just $13. Spirit-Led Evangelism, Reaching the Lost Through Power and Love. Order today.
Have a good day.
You too.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
As Patricia was talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit, once again, we want to remind you that evangelism is being filled with the love of God. The Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And so evangelism is an overflow of God's love and His power to those around you. And so I want you to receive that love right now by faith and know that you have the Holy Spirit as you're walking in love. And remember that He loves you with an everlasting love. God bless you.
He's going to bring restoration to everything that needs restoring. And that there's great things ahead. I see a sun shining on the horizon for you, which means there's really good things ahead for you. Bless you. You're loved with an everlasting love.
So you often start with a general word like, God loves you with an everlasting love, and then that flows into more.
I think that God loves you with an everlasting love is the most profound statement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yep. It is the most powerful word from God that anybody can hear. Mm. And if they get the revelation of that, it'll transform their life for all eternity.
Wow.
And so sometimes it is the most profound, the deepest, the most powerful prophetic word that you could give anyone.
Yes.